Congressman Tim Scott from the Low Country, right here on WLMA and WCRS. How you doing, Congressman Tim Scott?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I understand you're on your way at the airport, getting ready to leave Charleston and headed back to Washington.
Heading back to the quagmire of Pitt Gulf, Washington, D.C., where we live in a different reality for 4 days a week.
Well, thank God you can escape every once in a while.
Amen to that.
Well, listen, I know you are, I know we're not going to have much time here, but we do appreciate you calling us this morning. I understand the Veterans Job Fair that you had down there in Charleston was a huge success.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am, and I tell you what, I was so excited to see almost 2,000 vets show up and almost 100 vendors looking for a way to match the skill set that the veterans earned and received during their military service to the company's strategic goals and aspirations. It was a wonderful event. So many vets were so thankful for the job fair, and it turned out that the next day, almost a dozen vets were hired by companies from Columbia and throughout the state. And hopefully, when we get our next report in about 30 more days, we'll have really good news on the results of the job fair for veterans.
Absolutely. That was a tremendous good success. And I'm glad to hear that in another 30 days, we may hear more than 12 have been hired, because their unemployment rate is so much higher.
And you're right. 13% is the unemployment rate for veterans. And so what we were excited about was just talking to three or four companies in less than 24 hours. They had already made hiring decisions. And it looks like we should have a lot of success. But the key, in my opinion, is following up with the vendors, the employers, and understanding what they're looking for that was not present when the veterans came in. And so we're going to work with the Goodwill Industries to try to set up opportunities for vets to get training and to become better prepared for the marketplace for those who were not prepared. I believe that the federal government cannot solve all of our problems, and therefore it's our responsibility as community leaders to open doors of opportunities in the private sector. And that's been a huge goal of mine, and it's worked out pretty well for veterans. It's one of them.
Well, I think that's terrific, Tim. Now, also on that same line, the Jobs Act, which I'd never understood, stood for Jumpstart Our Business, Startup Act. Tell us a little bit about what's happening on that. I understand you have bipartisan support on this.
The Jobs Act?
Yes.
You know, we do have a little support across the aisle, but we have a long way to go still. This is an opportunity, a promising opportunity, the Jobs Act that I'm familiar with, to create real private sector growth by getting the government more out of the way.
Well, will the government get out of the way? You know, one of the things that I saw in part of that Jumpstart Our Business, the Jobs Act, was increase capital and reduce regulatory burdens.
You know, we have an opportunity through two bills. One is called H.R. 2930 and H.R. 2940. That seeks to make sure that capital finds the right company by allowing, one allows for advertising, the other allows for smaller capitalists to get together and form a coalition to invest in companies. And the work of the SEC, we also have a bill coming up this week, 3606, which would reduce the regulatory burden. When you have an IPO, the SEC requires almost $4 million, ultimately, to get it going for small companies. We're going to try to get that phased in over a five-year period of time to allow more of the resources of the company to go immediately to the bottom line and not go to government regulations and taxation.
Oh, well, that would be good news. But the other thing is, I do think we do need to loosen up on the banks here. They are so hogtied, it's hard for them to lend any money anymore.
Well, Dodd-Frank is a major firewall in common sense and lending opportunities. The requirement for skin in the game or equity in an asset is so high that very few folks, small businesses, and entrepreneurial ventures have an opportunity to cross that threshold. So what we're looking at doing is finding ways to unravel Dodd-Frank, because right now, until we get a new president and a new Senate, it will be very difficult to repeal Dodd-Frank, but we can certainly make it target practice and eliminate much of the onerous regulations that you find within it.
Well, that would be good news for a lot of small businesses and a lot of businesses that want to get started. After all, entrepreneurial spirit and the entrepreneurial small business person is what is helping our country. So it doesn't make sense to me, Tim.
It is the backbone, and there's no doubt about it. And hopefully what we'll find over the next few months as we wage the war towards the November election is an opportunity for us just to re-infuse common sense into the conversation in D.C.
Well, speaking of that, tomorrow is a big primary, a Super Tuesday, 430 primary votes up. Are you leaning towards a person here?
I am not. I tell you what, I've watched this seesaw roller coaster Republican primary process from a distance, and I plan to stay here, and whoever our nominee is, I will jump on board and work my heart out, because I believe that it's incredibly important that our Republican nominee has the full force of every facet of the Republican Party so that we can defeat President Obama.
Well, you know, Eric Cantor came on board yesterday with Mitt Romney.
I saw that. He is trying to push Mitt over the finish line in his state. The good news is that there are only two people on the ballot in Virginia, so it was an easier decision on how to push Mitt across the finish line. But I think the race will still go on for another month or so.
Absolutely.
I'm at the run.
Okay. Well, listen, I sure appreciate you giving us a call. This is Congressman Tim Scott. Ann Eller here. Thanks so much for calling us, Congressman Tim Scott.
God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.